أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما نتنزل إلا بأمر ربك له ما بين أيدينا وما خلفنا وما بين ذلك وما كان ربك نسيا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the generations that came after the great Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the reasons of their downfall. They had disregarded their salah, ruined their salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they pursued their worldly desires and their passions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these type of people will certainly face the consequences of their misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of those who return to Allah, who make tawbah, who perform acts of righteousness. Allah has promised them paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain details with regards to paradise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some of the description of some of the treasures and some of the luxuries that they will enjoy in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah says, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. This is ayah number 84 of Surah Maryam. This is a statement that Jibreel alayhi salam had made when he once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one stage, for a lengthy period of time, wahi was withheld from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and due to which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became anxious, he was concerned, there was a sense of worry, and there was a sense of fear that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has abandoned him. And he very longed to meet Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. They had a very special connection and relationship. So after a while, when Jibreel alayhi salam eventually came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed to Jibreel and says, "Ya Jibreel, I really longed to meet you. I really had this desire to see you. It's been such a long time that we have not met." So that's when Jibreel alayhi salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Wama natanazzal illa bi amri rabbik." We only come down with the command and the permission of Allah. We cannot come down at our own will or whenever we please to or feel like coming down, but it is purely with the command and the permission of Allah. Lahu ma bayna aydina wa ma khalfana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns and possesses whatever is in front of us, whatever plans, meaning we plan to do in front of us. Allah is the owner of that. And every one of us, we feel we have perhaps planned something for the day, but allowing it to happen, that is in the control of Allah. How often we planned something for the day, or we planned something for the year, we planned something for the month, it does not materialize. Not because we had control over it, because Allah alone has control over it. So Jibreel alayhi salam says, "O Rasul of Allah, to Allah alone belongs whatever is in front of us, whatever has passed, whatever happened. Perhaps something happened in the past that we did not anticipate, or we didn't plan it to happen the way it had happened. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses that as well. Whatever we have planned in the future, whatever was planned in the past. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Your Rabb is not one to forget. I did not come down, or my absence is not because of forgetfulness on the part of Allah Azza wa Jal. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah is the Rabb of whatever is between the heavens and the earth. فَاعْبُدْهُ. Worship Him. وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. And remain patient, persevere in the worship of Allah. So one is worship Allah. Jibreel instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain a devoted servant of Allah. But we all know to remain a devoted and loyal servant of Allah Azza wa Jal comes with challenges. There are challenges along the way. And that's why he tells him after that, worship Allah, wastabir, and persevere. Persevere li ibadatihi, in the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hal ta'lamu lahu samiya. Do you know of anyone else who can share the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys? No one else enjoys the attributes, the qualities and the characteristics of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one else has this power and the control of whatever we plan to do in the future, whatever has happened in the past. No one else is the Rabb of As-Samawati wal-Ard. So O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, devote yourself to the worship of Allah, the only one who possesses these characteristics and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. And Allah ta'ala grant.